Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
But I am having a son in a couple weeks, and
you're naming him Guru.
I'm naming him after you, bro. I swear to you, I'm letting you know right now. I'm not going to say his full name on the live or whatnot, but his initials are going to be PTO.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Congrats. He had that baby. It was a boy. He was a boy.
Yep. And I sent him a Oh, yeah. I was like, no, Spadoni had a baby girl. Yeah.
Well, that wasn't Spadoni.
I know. I got it mixed up.
What do you want to talk about? You seem like you have a lot of stuff on your mind. And it actually feels like you got a lot of questions you need to ask me.
Everything.
Well, you opened up the door, and I heard somebody tell you, good job. I'm like, who the hell was that?
You're crazy.
So I didn't hear that?
I don't know who I talked to.
Oh. The door, and somebody said, good job. I'm like, what the hell for? But I just was asking, being nosy. Like,
good
I
job.
Do. Who you
Could
know,
be for a yeah, variety
yeah,
of
Yeah, you don't
things.
Even know your phone number. But also, you haven't met this gentleman, man. Name is Pete Lawrence. James Logan had game, hoop game like Brad Doherty, and got drafted, Evan, by the, unlike me, Texas Rangers. He, for baseball. You can Google
but he
it.
Was
this is my good friend.
Brad Doherty of a seven-footer in basketball?
Yeah, he was that good. He was 6'5", 6'4", on the block, could shoot. Brad Doherty. All right. Anyway, he texts me, big Dodger Ram guy, L.A. guy, but he's from the Yoon. And he said, tell Steiny in regard to Avdija, Tom Gugliotta, and I got to believe that's a mistake because Gugliotta can't hold a candle to Avdija. So I'm wondering, it had to be a typo. Pete, help me out. I go, man, because Gugliotta.
Here we go.
NC State, I liked him in college, but let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest.
I bet he didn't average 7 points in the league.
How much you want to bet? I'm not even going to look. That'll bet.
Well, I was cheating. It was a particular season. He averaged 5.1. Shot 41%
from
the field.
A guy who's never averaged 7, he came in the league and averaged 15.
Nah, go ahead.
17, 13, 16, 11, 14. Oh, look at this.
But the comp doesn't
fit is what I'm saying. Look at this, 1996. He averaged 20 a game 2 years in a row, back-to-back for the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, I remember.
So he's a... No, apparently you don't.
No, I just don't have him in Avdija's category. Like,
well, he's not a 7 point per game scorer, Tom Gugliotta.
No, I get the
made an all star team.
But your boy's about to make a
no.
Danny, he's
not going to get paid for 3 years.
That they're going to rip that thing up. It's like they're going to do it for pods.
Okay. of all the things that the Portland Trailblazers could or couldn't do,
yeah,
if they rip up Avdija's contract, I'll give you $1,000 just for the hell of it.
So you think this owner's trying to run him off? Like,
no, but why would they?
I hear you. I'm just telling you, they got a good
Jerry Krause is going to do the right thing and pay Scotty. It's like, no.
Scotty signed.
You got over. Right, so did I.
Well, Pop's having back surgery.
Who?
Scotty's dad was having back surgery, so he needed to bring it, allegedly.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, I've tried to text the boss.
Why don't you just call him his office?
Because he's not there. And there's a piece of sound on my board. And it says, it's from Joe Lacob, talking about baseball and basketball, that they're similar businesses.
So just hit play.
Well, if I were you, I would just hit play. But I'm trying to get some information, like, when did he say it? And to whom did he say it? And where did the sound come from? And how about a little context? Since we don't have any of that, I am just going to play it.
Here we go.
All right, this is. Although Evan said yesterday that Lacob and was it Bear?
Well, the boss was saying Bear. He was at an event where both of those two gentlemen were also Lacob and Bear.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's where it was. But this is Joe Lacob, who made a bid for the Padres recently, didn't get it, but he owns the Warriors.
You were looking at the Padres. You were among the bidders there. The team ultimately went to Jose Feliciano at a record valuation. Why did you think that was a good fit for your portfolio?
I thought it was a great one. Baseball and basketball are pretty much the same kind of business. I mean, if you look at the lines of where the revenue comes from, you know, tickets, same. Sponsorships / partnerships, same. Suites, same. TV, whether that's obviously going some big change in both basketball and baseball in terms of local TV and so on. The national TV and local TV, those are your five major categories. Merchandise you could put in there. It's not really a major category, contrary to what people believe. But that's kind of what the businesses are, and baseball and basketball are very similar. It's about local revenue generation. So I think we could be really good at doing that with our group, if you will, with a baseball team. And so we're interested in it. And I also happen to like baseball a lot, not only as a sport. I think it's made some great changes in recent years, the pitch clock and so on, speed the game up. I think it's on the rise, not the opposite. And I think it would have been a good fit. Having said that, it's an auction. And, you know, sometimes you get outbid in these things. I don't like that, but we did.
Interesting.
Man, no doubt it is. He wanted it, man.
You know what, though? I'm going to talk out of turn here.
It'll be your first time.
You know why he didn't get it?
Why?
He didn't want it enough.
Elaborate on that?
Well, he bought the Warriors and outmaneuvered one of the richest men on planet Earth. Nobody's really ever figured out how and why he was able to do that. Ellison would have bought the team for more, but Joe Lacob figured out a way early in his career to outmaneuver Larry Ellison, who's one of the greatest upsets of all time.
Mm.
And maybe he just, you know, put together a nice deal. But I guarantee you, any amount of money that Joe Lacob will say, who's the owner of the Padres right now?
Evan would know that. I don't.
The Seidler family.
Okay. I guarantee you Lacob didn't spend a lot of time with the Seidler family in the last 6 months. And when he bought the Warriors, he invested his time into Chris Cohan. And he did a sell job on Chris Cohan saying, I'm the guy.
So it's not just money. I was like, so you up the, no, you're talking about the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him to like you.
Yeah.
Wow.
And.
But he sounded like a guy that wanted it, Steiny.
That wanted what?
He wanted to get. He wanted the Padres, though.
Well, yeah, but he didn't. He didn't need them. He needed the Warriors, apparently, and he got them. That's always one of my, you know, hypotheticals. If Larry Ellison would have gotten the team,
they got four chips.
Maybe.
Are they in the city? Or was that happening regardless?
I think they'd absolutely be in the city.
Okay, all right.
Man, I heard some, there was some stuff going on around then. Like, I heard, I heard Ellison was thinking about building two arenas, like one in San Jose and one in San Francisco. You know, and they play 32 home games.
Man, could you imagine? Like, they should, I got better be quiet here, but like, I just wish the Warriors could play a couple games at Oracle, you know?
And then after Lacob got the Warriors, never forget that Ellison tried to buy the Memphis Grizzlies, and he was going to try to move them to San Jose.
And he lost that bid, huh?
Yes. Or no, Heisley. It's amazing. It's amazing how, what I remember. Although, I remember things, but not with a lot of detail. The problem with the Memphis Grizzlies was they have an unbreakable lease with their building.
Okay.
So if you were to buy the Grizzlies, at least back in the day, if you were to buy the Grizzlies and try to move them, it would have been cost prohibitive. Now, maybe not for Ellison, because he wouldn't have cared, but it was going to cost you so much to try to move the Memphis Grizzlies to another city. That
so do you say, do you classify that as Larry didn't want it enough, or because that stipulation with the arena? You know what I mean? Like you said, Joe didn't want it enough.
Yeah, I was kind of kidding, but yes and no. I mean, think about it. Joe Lacob right now could bid on any professional sports team he wants. And you know, 15 years ago when he bought the Warriors, they were the team that he was bidding on. It was all about that at that point. And keep in mind, he wouldn't be able to bid on another team if he wouldn't have had the success that he had with the Golden State Warriors. What else you want to know, Goo?
No, that's interesting. I want to know if Vrabel's going to be coaching in week one.
No.
Are you surprised that that hasn't popped off yet?
No.
Rookies report today for the Niners, at least.
No, I don't think Vrabel will.
So he must know it's come. It's times. The days are numbered.
Yeah, I guess so. Big League Chew, should we take him, Evan? What the hell? Big League Chew in San Mateo. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Great show. Just wanted to chime in. I know you guys were talking about Lacob, much to his chagrin, not getting the Padres ownership, but I was just talking to the screener. I just wanted to give a shout out to Kwanzaa Jones as the first black woman majority owner in Major League Baseball. She was part of the ownership group that got the Padres. So now
nice.
She is, with her investment, the first black woman majority owner in Major League Baseball. So shout out to Kwanzaa. And also, I think that, not to say it's a slight or, you know, I'm a lifelong Giants fan, born and raised in the Bay, but also it goes hand in hand with the recent transaction of the San Francisco Giants and the brother of Jared Kushner getting some minority stake in the Giants. So I think it's a pretty interesting, you know, duality between the two. But shout out Kwanzaa Jones and hopefully her continued success. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it, Big League Chew.
Heard that. Wow.
Her husband is also the first of Puerto Rican descent to be a majority
owner. So is her husband Feliciano?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wow.
And he's the second Latino owner.
Man. Don't tell the guy from the Angels.
Artie Moreno.
Yes.
He's not very well liked, though.
Have you caught a Padre game at the Gas Lamp District?
Of course. Evan, I don't think you can call yourself a baseball fan if you haven't been to that stadium.
Yeah, do you know what it's called?
Petco.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow! Double wilds, man!
Seen a couple games there.
Yeah, I know. You knew I knew that before I asked you. But Petco, I'm shocked you knew.
Yeah, it was miserable. It was like 80 degrees.
I would have thought you'd have gone to Jack Murphy.
That's what I thought was
I've never
coming.
Been to Jack Murphy. You know what? Hey, I didn't tell you, Goo. I'm going down to L.A. Next weekend.
You're going to see Myers. He has to come down to pick up. I told you that.
What?
He asked me to come down. He's found a great spot where they got a good run. He said make a weekend of it. And
I'm
going
to see my daughter, Mike Dunleavy's predecessor.
That's your friend, right, Bob?
Are you even sure he's in L.A.?
Dude, I don't want to, yeah. Anyway, we talked. What takes you out there? Your daughter?
Yeah.
All right.
Going to go see her performance?
Everybody going or just you?
Just me. Steiny solo.
I love it.
Evan, you want to do me a favor? Can you find out if the Dodgers are playing next weekend in L.A.?
Man, I hope they're home.
I've never been to Dodger Stadium, and I figured, what the hell?
I know they play the Giants the first 4 days of next
right.
week, but I'm not sure they're still at home.
Well, the last time they played the Giants, they were here. So I got to imagine it's being L.A.
No, but the point is they play a midweek.
Oh.
So.
They don't play at home.
Damn.
But they play in Anaheim.
That's too far.
That is really far.
Only one guy was willing to make that commute, and it's Kobe Bryant. He lived in Orange County.
Yeah.
I think Kawhi commutes from San Diego.
That's true. All right. Hey, we had Mark Spears on.
Spears.
What do you want to hear Spears talk about?
Kerr.
Draymond Camp's response to Austin Rivers. Expecting Steve Kerr to return at this point. Can't see Kerr not getting a top salary. Bucks owner suggested Giannis pre-draft. And what would you do if the Warriors get a top four pick?
Let's do the latter, the top four pick. Because it could happen.
If they end up somehow getting in that top group, I'm taking the pick, man. Giannis is a heck of a talent. It'd be amazing to see him in a Warriors uniform. But at some point, as you guys know, and it'd probably be a good poll to see if the Warriors somehow got lucky, got a top pick, if fans would rather them go for a NBA star or keep it. My guess is a lot of people would probably want them to get that next player to take the torch.
Mark, lead a radio to us. We've done it. Yeah, if they get the top pick, would you? We've talked to you ad nauseum. Would you want Giannis or would you? It ain't just you. I've grown up. Lil Calvin's grown up. It's time to find the new man. And I think this is the draft. And I'm just, it's eating at me that they even got a possibility in this draft. So, yeah, you got to take that pick. Giannis, I love Steiny, but we on the back nine?
And here's where
you talk about me.
Yeah. This is where, like, okay. So you'd be like, okay, if they get 1 through 4, I got to take the pick. Yeah. Well, when they don't, okay, when they don't get that, let me guess. Now you want Giannis.
Oh, hello. It's called Plan B.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Giannis Antetokounmpo is Plan B.
I didn't say that, Evan.
He would be if we get a top four pick, I'm taking that draft. Giannis' injury in his body is scaring me, Evan. And he would be, I would pivot to that if we didn't get a top four pick.
I feel like he's got to be Plan A.
You can feel that way?
If he's a plan, I mean, he's Giannis.
And I don't know what that means anymore. Like, I question that.
Okay, so the Bucks owner has said he wants some clarity on Giannis. So if you're the Warriors right now, right this minute, does your strategy to acquire Giannis depend on where the lottery ball bounces on Sunday?
If they're feeling like, I don't want to speak for Evan, like they'd rather have Giannis than take the pick, hell yeah. Like now you got cap, you know what I mean? You're attractive. What did you say? Laker put together his portfolio, as the reporter asked him. I mean, man, that drastically changed it. That's a game changer, right? If you want Giannis. But if you don't have that pick.
to me, the bottom line is if you get in the top four and you want Giannis, you're going to have to trade one of the, you're going to have to trade the top four.
Do you think they, with everything that's popped off, and I'm not saying it's wrong, they would bypass making this draft pick and get Giannis or try to get Giannis?
Yes. Like, what if they have the 11th pick in the draft?
Well, now that's different. I totally get that.
But see, that's the point.
I'm talking top three or top three.
But
man.
I think that's what Evan's talking about. Like, if you want Giannis, you're not saying, well, if we get the top three pick, we'll tell Milwaukee to pound sand. But if we get the 11th pick, they won't deal with you with 11.
Yeah, right.
So.
Yeah, I love me some Giannis. I'm just really concerned about his body. But if you're telling me, forget the draft, they get 11, and somehow you pivot and could get Giannis in here, I'm at the airport when he arrived.
This is a good one. 415, would you rather have Giannis or draft Boozer?
Evan and I, you were gone. You were sick. I'm out on Boozer.
Well, he's going four, so you have a four pick.
Look at you. Yeah, I'm out on Giannis.
Giannis?
Boozer.
Boozer.
Yeah. Where are you at on Boozer?
He's, you know, I draft him five or six. Depends if you like eight. I would draft him seven, but that's me. I guess I got to start saying it right. I like Wagler better, and I like Acuff better than
Boozer.
Boozer, yeah. But we'll find out more on
it. Who do you want to?
I can't believe I almost asked this. I was like, who do you want to win the lottery? I was thinking for a minute like I'm actually talking to an objective person.
Oh, man. Come on, man. I'll tell you who I don't want to see win it. OKC.
I wouldn't mind if they win it. Just to stick it to everybody.
Well, that's what it would be.
Exactly.
See, they might repeat, and then you get a man, oh, man. Like, that should be outlawed somehow, right? Do what they did to Joe Lacob, the second apron, but call it the second apron, but it's really the Joe Lacob rule. But, man, if they get their hands on that, watch out.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Man,
let me look.
I mean, that's the definition of the rich getting richer.
Let me look at the lottery. I mean, if the Pacers, let's just say top three, like if Pacers get top three,
they got major. We know why they were bad this year. They got some dudes. Halliburton come back.
I'll tell you right now who's getting it.
The Warriors.
No.
Oh, my God.
They're not getting it.
I'm working with Lucifer.
I look at it this way. Who's the team that if they get the number one pick a year from now will be like, who's he playing for again? Let me tell you who I don't want. Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I don't want Brooklyn getting it, but they will. They'll be the top three. I'd like to see.
What about your Wizards?
Yeah, they're going to win it.
Didn't Brooklyn have five first-round picks last year?
Five!
And I don't know if I can name any of them.
That is wild.
Howard Beck, I saw, he used to work for the New York Times. Yeah. I saw him on a video saying they had five first-round picks, and he said he wasn't convinced any of them were any better than a rotation guy.
That is what you call the booby prizes. Yikes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Well, it looks like it could be. Man.
No, what's Utah going to be if they get a top pick?
Because they're not boring to watch. I'll say that.
Sacramento. If everything holds, I'd like to see Sacramento at about 6 or 7 after all the big guys are picked.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a tricky pick.
Why
at that
not
point.
One for them, though?
No.
But
they don't deserve. You know what? And you'd be like, well, what's wrong with the Wizards?
They don't deserve.
Wizards are a bad organization. I can't stand when bad organizations
that's
luck into
funny.
Stuff that they've never taken advantage of.
Wow.
The Hawks could be a problem if they get it. Warriors at 11. Charlotte's got in the lottery.
Yeah.
And, of course, what you don't want. Well, I don't know if you want it or not. If the Clippers win the lottery, then it goes to Oklahoma City.
And that,
could
gosh,
you imagine?
Man.
I'd be curious to see who they'd pick because it does feel like they're one of those organizations that even if it was a complete shocker, you would still give them the benefit of the doubt.
No doubt. Man. No doubt.
Like if they took Boozer number one overall, you're like, we missed something.
Yep.
You give the Lakers a chance tonight?
Who are they playing?
Thunder.
No.
Yeah. They need Luka, man.
You still like the Pistons?
Yes, sir.
They play tonight.
Okay. Who they play?
Harden.
Atkinson.
He's funny.
Yeah. I don't like my head coaches to be funny.
Well.
I like them to be prepared. So you think Mike Vrabel's getting a...
No, I'm just... The world we live in, like, hey, man, there's a price to pay for being in the wrong place.
We didn't do this today. We could have. One of the things Draymond said was, you know, success is going to look different for us, might look different for us than championship.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I didn't like it.
So, what would have been the difference? This year was not success. I got to go.
10 a.m. on Friday.
There you go.
What's coming up on the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Pool days call for cookouts and lots of laundry. This Memorial Day at Lowe's, save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Gas Grill. Now just $199. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep dishes, clothes, and food fresh. Having fun in the sun is easy with us in your corner. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See associate or Lowe's.com for details.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.